This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute radio show for January 2009. How did classical music play a part in Charlie Chaplin's comic genius, and how long did he practice his violin? Charlie Chaplin's mother, Lily Harley, was a music hall singer, and his father performed at Canterbury Music Hall as a well-known vocalist. His father was called Charles Chaplin Sr. His mother would take him to the theater so he would not be home alone, and he would wait in the wings hearing her sing and listening to the rest of the show. When he was 5, he was pushed on stage when his mother was singing for a very rough crowd and was unable to continue. He sang 2 songs, and the audience was very enthusiastic and sent coins to the stage. He grew up surrounded by music. He later tells the story of how music entered my soul. Suddenly there was music, rapturous. It came from the vestibule of the White Hart Corner Pub, and it resounded brilliantly in the empty square. The tune was Honeysuckle and the Bee, played with radiant virtuosity on a harmonica and clarinet. I had never been conscious of melody before, but this one was beautiful and lyrical, and so blithe and gay, so warm and reassuring. I forgot my despair and crossed the road to where the musicians were. It was here that I first discovered music, or where I first learned its rare beauty, a beauty that was gladdened and haunted me from that moment. For a time, he was left at the workhouse. He was at this time 7 or 8 years old. His father had died, and his mother was put into an asylum. So he was on his own. By the age of 9, in 1898, he went to work for a juvenile clog dancers called the 8 Lancashire Lads in the English Music Hall. He continued working in the theater with periods of unemployment and poverty, and eventually became the star of Fred Karno's comedy sketch companies. With this company, he went to America to tour in vaudevillian circuits that spanned the continent. His response to music influenced his comic pantomimes. Stan Laurel said in an interview in 1912 during the U.S. tour that Charlie carried his violin everywhere he could and would practice for hours. Charlie himself said, "On this tour, I carried my violin and cello, and since the age of 16, I had practiced from 4 to 6 hours a day in my bedroom. Each week, I took lessons from the theater conductor or from someone he recommended. I played my violin left-handed. The strings were left-handed with the bass bar and soundpost reversed." In his later music, for his shows in the later movies, he wrote all the music to it. And as all musicians know, in classical music, the timing, the rhythm is everything. And Charlie Chaplin was a master at this, in writing his comedy films, directing them, acting in them, and composing music for them. Every movement he made, whether as a mime, dancing, or acting, is perfectly timed to the rhythm of classical music.